Welcome to Narc Abuse No More, where we're here to help educate you about narcissistic abuse because your feelings do matter. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Narc Abuse No More with your host, Dr. and Evangelist K.L. Rich. Thanks for tuning in today. Today is Tuesday, November the 2nd of 2021. I pray that you've had a blessed, stress-free, narcissistic-free, abuse-free week so far, and that the remainder of this week will continue to be so as well. But if not, we're going to be talking about a few things today. Again, my name is Dr. and Evangelist K.L. Rich with Narc Abuse No More, where we're here to help you admit what you feel in order to heal from the effects of narcissistic abuse, because your feelings do matter. Yes, they do. But before we go on with today's broadcast, I would like to invite you to visit us on our website at www.narcabusenomore.org. Again, that website address is www.narcabusenomore.org, or you can type in narcissisticabusenomore.com. Again, that's narcissisticabusenomore.com. And on our website, you'll find valuable information regarding narcissism, regarding relationships. You can also listen to previous podcasts if you've missed any. We are on every Tuesday and Friday, again, at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Central, on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker, Google Play, iTunes, Deezer, and now Amazon Audible. However, if you miss all of that, all you have to do is go directly to our website and listen to us from there. Now, the great thing about it is whatever platform you're listening to us from, all you have to do is put us in your favorites, and then every time we air, then it will pop up as an alert to let you know that we have aired a new podcast. So check us out on your favorite podcast. Now, what are we talking about today? We are talking about the holidays and the in-laws, outlaws, toxic laws. We are talking about the holidays and the in-laws. Now, we know Thanksgiving is coming, then next month it'll be Christmas, then you're talking about New Year's, all right. So, a lot of people go through so much trauma when they're dealing with their in-laws, outlaws, frenemies, enemies, and all these toxic people, okay? You have your healthy ones, you have your toxic ones. You want to have that balance, and some people want to avoid it altogether. Now, last year, there was a lot of lockdowns and everything, so I'm sure some people used that to say, you know what, we skipping this. We're not dealing with this year because, hey, we had the sea going around, right? But the thing is, okay, how do you deal with it? How do you deal with those toxic in-laws, or just having respect for you? Okay, so we wanna just talk about that, because the holidays are coming. A lot of people dread it because they know it's gonna be something dealing with the in-laws, outlaws, enemies, frenemies, family members, the drink that bring drama. So we're gonna be talking about that today. So you have, again, you have Thanksgiving, you have Christmas, you have Memorial Day, 4th of July, a lot of different celebrations, birthdays that people celebrate. However, there sometimes is a problem, and this is where, as a couple, if you are in a healthy relationship with that person that you are spending your life with, then these are some things that you need to talk about. I recommend having this conversation before you say I do, because after the fact, it can bring up some issues. So this is something that needs to be talked about before you say I do. But if you have not had that discussion, then you definitely need to have it so that you are on the same page. So As always, I love to go to different articles where I believe they have valuable information. And today we're going to focus on the family, focusonthefamily.com, focusonthefamily.com, holidays and the in-laws. And we're going to be talking about having that conversation about dealing with the toxic part of it, because it can become quite toxic, unhealthy. And we know anything that's toxic can have an emotional strain, physical strain, a spiritual strain on your relationship or you mentally. All right, so number one, the first thing that you need to do is to sit down with your spouse and talk about it. You know, you might want to write a list, you might want to just talk about it orally, but just write a list. I would suggest writing a list first so you can have your thoughts together. So you write a list about the things that you expect around the holidays, for us how you feel about the holidays. Some people didn't grow up in a good setting when it came to holidays, and so they really could care less about the holidays, and that's okay. You know, some people don't celebrate the holidays. That's fine too. If this is something that you don't do, but you marry someone who does and marry someone that's into the holidays, then you're going to have to make that compromise. But, and this is something that really needs to be discussed before you say I do. However, if you fail to do that, then you need to discuss it now so it won't cause any uproar or some feelings once the holidays are approaching. Or if you go through this every single year, it is time to sit down and have that straightforward talk or that conversation that you've been wanting to talk about, but you have not. Communication is key. So sit down, talk about it, put it in writing, you know, make a list of the things that, of how you feel. Talk about what you think about the holidays, what do you think about birthdays, what do you think about anniversaries, and because, you know, sometimes, hey, especially women, you forget the anniversary. Whoa, okay, that's a no-no. So the thing is, talk about what it is that you expect out of birthdays, holidays, anniversaries, and special occasions. What is the thing that that you want to remember about these particular times, if they mean anything to you at all? So talk about those feelings. Don't try to make it something that you have not felt. Just be honest. Honesty is key. Even if it's the Super Bowl, talk about those things. What traditions, what is it that you feel and why you feel that way about it, which leads us into number two. Explain how you spent the holidays as a child. A lot of times that plays an important part in how you feel about it as an adult. If you are from a certain culture, maybe you all didn't celebrate Christmas. Maybe you're Jewish and you celebrated Hanukkah or whatever. So explain these type of things to your spouse. And again, these are things that should have been discussed prior to getting married, but in case it was missed, this is time to talk about it now. And if you're in a healthy relationship, you'll be able to communicate. Now, if you're in a toxic relationship, this may not be quite a comfortable situation for us talking. You might need a third party for us, a counselor that you all can talk about these things with. So talk about how you grew up. Did you celebrate the holidays? Are they something that bring back bad memories? What was your take? Some people were raised in foster care and they were going from family to family in the holidays and they really didn't feel like they belonged. So we want to talk about those things because, again, a lot of how you feel about holidays as an adult sometimes stems back from as a child. Also, religion. If you are in a religion that didn't celebrate it, some people are Jewish, they celebrate a different type of holiday. Some people may have been Jehovah's Witness where they didn't celebrate any holidays. So these are things that you need to definitely talk about. Number three, consider how your parents and other relatives may wish for you to be involved in the holidays. And this, again, this goes with what your comfort level is. If you're not one that's for holidays, but you have in-laws that is, or outlaws, then this is something that you and your spouse need to discuss. What are the expectations? Again, I would recommend having this conversation prior to saying I do. But if you have not had this conversation, then you need to know what are the expectations of both sides. For us, your in-laws, what are the parents, what are the relatives, what do they expect? Is this a Thanksgiving affair where everybody comes and celebrate Thanksgiving, or is it Christmas, or do they expect you to be at every holiday? And see, the thing is that when you're dealing with relatives, more than likely you may have to alternate, maybe spend Thanksgiving with one, maybe spend Christmas with another, or maybe 1 year, okay, we doing it here, next year we're doing it there. Or if you're the host, if you decide to host, maybe that's beneficial for you, because some people decide to host the holiday celebration themselves, because it kind of helps them to have control over the drama that may take place. And so by you knowing that, hey, this is normally a time of year when there's a whole lot of drama, then you can kind of control that if you're the host, and you can set the guidelines and the boundaries as to what will take place in your home. And it often gives you more control. If you're at someone else's place, then you have to think of something else to have control over yourself, so that you won't be pulled into a toxic situation. And we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. Now, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
is the solution to the world's problems today. Now let's take a look at the family. In the family, the father is like the head, the leader, the director, not domineering, but showing love.
That is by, was that by the OJs? I think it was. All right, number four, agree on how you as a couple would like to establish your own traditions, your own holiday traditions. So if you are a couple that celebrates the holidays, what is it that you want to bring to that? What memories do you want to have with each other? And if you have children, what memories do you want to have with your children? Is it important for you to celebrate it with all the in-laws? Or do you want to just have maybe one that you celebrate with the in-laws and you decide, well, we're going to maybe celebrate Thanksgiving with the in-laws, but as a family for Christmas, we just want to be home and celebrate it with us. So what is it that you want to do? Because as a couple, that's for you to decide. And again, if you are having issues with that spouse, then this is something that you all need to go to counseling and talk to someone, a third party, so they can help walk you all through this. You want to have healthy interactions with your in-laws, and as much as possible. Sometimes in-laws can be a little challenging. The relationships, the dynamics of in-laws can be challenging. And this is something for the spouse, a couple, to come together and talk about. Number five, be open to changing your plan as needed. Flexibility. And this is if the couple agrees on that. You don't want to be bamboozled with, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. If I don't please this one, if I don't please that one, talk together to see what is best for you all as a couple, for your family as a couple, your immediate family, for as your household, and then include the in-laws if that's what you choose, or let them know what it is that you and your family want to do, and then that way you all can be in control of the dynamics that works for you, because ultimately you don't want to be unhappy. The holidays is not for people to be unhappy, and if you feel like I'm being forced, I'm being coerced, I'm being made to do something, and it can cause for a miserable time. So one of the things that people do need to keep in mind, though, is that number one, it may be a lot easier for you and your spouse to change what you want for the holidays than for your in-laws to adjust. However, even with that being said, you still have to decide together as a couple, because you might have one set of parents is pulling you one way, another set of parents is pulling you another way. So this is something that you are going to have to decide and let them know how you will be able to flow. You can't be pulled in two directions. So the thing is, you all have to agree to whatever it is that you want to establish for your home. The Bible talks about how can two walk together unless they have agreed to do so. So if you are married to someone and there's an issue with where we're going to spend the holiday, if we're going to celebrate the holiday, how we're going to go about doing it, who we going to include in that, then this is something you definitely need to sit down and talk about. And this can be also, it could cause tension. And this is why it's so important to just sit down and clearly just communicate and talk. And then you come to a compromise of what it is that you all want to do together. Some, you're going to have to give some, you may have to take some. But the compromise is each person saying that, okay, if you're having a disagreement, then what can we do to resolve it so both parties will be able to be happy with this compromise. Number two, develop realistic expectations of how the holiday should be spent. One of the things that's so important is if you're not able to travel 1,000 miles because you might have a family member in California, but then you may live in Virginia or Pennsylvania or something of that nature, and it's going to cost a whole lot for you all to spend the holidays with in-laws, then you have to come to an agreement to say, you know what, this is not profitable, or not profitable, but this is not at this time financially benefit for us to be able to do at this time. So therefore we may have to, maybe Skype with the in-laws, have a certain time that you Skype with them. Maybe send a small gift during Christmas season or Hanukkah for them, something that you can still feel connected, but at the same time, if you're not in a financial position to take the whole family on a holiday to visit the in-laws, then you may have to do it at a later time. Also, if you have little small ones, because traveling with small ones can be a challenge. If you're on an airplane, we know we have these new mandates with certain things, and so you have to take all that into consideration. If you're taking a road trip, if you have small ones, they could get a little uncomfortable or irritable if they're sitting for hours at a time. So these are things that really need to be discussed and talked about. And if it's not where you can do these things, then you have to find alternatives in order to still enjoy the holidays and still maybe have in-laws connected to you, but it may not be in the same manner. Number three, holiday gift giving. That can be a source of conflict and it can be stressful. Sometimes people feel under pressure where I have to get a gift. And if you're not in financially able to do this, then you two have to come to the table and say, we can't get all our in-laws gifts. It's just impossible. Many people are under financial strain at this time. And so they can't give gifts. They can't buy gifts. You know, they're trying to buy gifts for the children or something. And they just say, we can't do it. So in that case, then you two come together and say, you know what, we love them. We can send them a card, maybe a little small little token, a gift card, $5 or something to get something at a coffee shop or something of that nature. But we can't just spend and splurge on everyone because, you know, one spouse might have a set of parents, another spouse have a set of parents, and you might say, hey, I can't do it. Or you might get creative and make something together, which would be a good idea. You get creative and make something together in order to send to the in-laws. Get creative if you say, okay, we're going to give gifts, but we don't have a lot of money to spend, but we can get together, just make something and ship it. Shipping costs as well. So you have to take into consideration the weight of whatever the item is that you're even sending. Get creative. And if you're unable to buy gifts, don't feel bad. Hey, these are hard times, difficult times for many, many people. And if your in-laws, outlaws, frenemies, enemies can't understand that, then oh well, you know. But as long as you and your spouse have come into agreement to say, you know what, we do what we can, or and just in case you say, well, hey, we don't do gifts, we'll invite people over for dinner or whatever, but we don't do gifts because you don't have it, or you choose not to do it. Maybe gift giving is not a great time when you're dealing with in-laws and they make a big thing out of the gifts they get, and so therefore you say, you know what, we're not going to do gifts, and you come into agreement, we're just gonna just be happy with being around each other. And these things are important because the holidays can be a stressful time, but it should be a happy time. And sometimes people can take it way overboard. And one thing that's important, if you don't have the funds, don't get in debt just because you're trying to appease somebody. If you don't have it, you just don't have it. And don't, because what happens is, a lot of times people buy all these different gifts, and then they put it on their card, their charge card, their credit card, and then they're still paying it till the next year. And then they do it all over again. It's not worth it. If you can't afford it, don't try to do it. Talk about it with each other. Sit down. Make sure that you all are in agreement. And again, this is not the time to go in debt. If you can't afford to buy everyone gifts, then hey, don't do it. Because the holiday should not be about the gift. It should be about the celebration. And a gift is nice, but everyone can't do it and everyone can't afford it. So therefore, talk about those things so that it'll be less stressful on your relationship. We're going to take another quick break and we'll be back in just a moment. And that is We Are Family by Sister Sledge. We Are Family. All right. So we're wrapping things up. One thing you want to do is aim to make the holidays as enjoyable and memorable as possible if you celebrate them. And you don't want to have this bad vibe every time there's a holiday. Now, when you're dealing with toxic in-laws, outlaws, and all those people, they can put a bad taste in your mouth. Oh, you dread the holidays coming. But that's where it comes where you and your spouse, if you're married, have to come to an agreement as to how you want the holidays to be celebrated. And if you find that there's drama every time there's a family get together and you have people that's just not going to change or whatever, then you have to decide what you're going to do to change it where you can have the most memorable time out of the holiday yourself and the most enjoyable time. And oftentimes what people have decided to do is to go pop in. Hey, we just gonna spend an hour, but we gotta leave. We gotta go somewhere else. Or they say, we'll just drop in for just a little bit and then we're leaving. That way you're not there for all the drama that normally goes in. Cause sometimes people have drunk in-laws and they get into fights and a bunch of cursing and all these things. And you don't want to be a part of that. Another thing is try not to discuss subjects that will cause grief. Dealing with politics, for example, you don't want to deal with politics. If you know that some are Republicans, some are Democrats, some are independent, some have no, they don't care, then you don't want to get involved in something that's going to cause drama. If you know that that's a touchy subject, politics, which it, in a lot of places it is, a lot of people it is, then that is something you want to keep off limits. Now, a lot of people say don't discuss religion. I believe in prayer. I believe that we are to, as Christians, we are to share the love of Jesus with everyone. However, you don't have to get into the dynamics. Now, some people, they will make an issue out of anything. They'll say, oh, you're not supposed to say Jesus. You're not supposed to say Yeshua. You're supposed to say Yah. Don't get into those frivolous debates. I don't even do it with people. When they say, when they get into certain types of debates, pre-trip, mid-trip, or whatever case may be, can try to stay away from those debates. If you all are Christians, you know, we love Jesus, we honor Jesus, and most importantly, it's about your lifestyle. And so if you know that you're going to a family gathering and you got what many may say people that are non-believers, then we as Christians, we don't back down from sharing the love of Jesus. However, you might say, well, we're not going to be here too long. We just want to drop in and wish you all whatever, a blessed holiday. And then you can go on about your merry way. Because even if it's family, if you all do not agree and line up with certain things, if you know there's drinking and cursing and those are things that you don't participate in, then you can say, you know what, this is not for me, but I will come in and wish you all a blessing. That, you know, I pray that you have a blessed day. Wish you blessings in your health. And then keep it moving. This is something you as a couple will have to discuss. Number three, keep the focus on time spent together rather than the amount of time. You don't have to be with in-laws and outlaws every holiday. You might decide, you know what, we'll do Thanksgiving this year, but next year we're not going to do that. We're going to spend and have our own traditions in our own house as a couple or whatever. So you don't have to feel obligated to always go to in-laws, outlaws' house every time there's a holiday, every time there's a celebration, a birthday, or something like that. You can send your season's greetings from afar. And that's something for you all to discuss together, to say, okay, what kind of balance can we have? Do we want to have it where people are popping in and coming in, and or do we want to go out, or do we want to have a mixture of the two? Or maybe this year we just say, you know what, we're not going to do it this year and we'll just skip to the next one. So that's something that you all need to discuss as a couple. And last but not least, invite Christ to your honored guests. And and all your plans, your celebrations, your birthdays, because even though we say we're not going to debate religion, we're still representatives of Christ, as I mentioned earlier. And so you want to always share the love of Jesus with everyone. That's not a religion. That's just saying, I love Jesus. Now, the thing is, if you're dealing with people that may be Buddhists or Muslims and stuff, we still, as Christians, share the light, but we can share the light without getting into a religious debate. But you will have those that want to argue, oh, there's no Jesus, oh, there's, and let them, hey, I send you peace, but I know what the Lord has done for me, and I'm a representative of Him. And the best light that you can show is that which you display to others by showing your love. And one thing, there are a lot of toxic things that take place in families, but you want to set boundaries. That's one of the main things, so important, is setting boundaries. And when you set boundaries, especially if you're in a marriage and you all decide, you know what, this is things that we're going to accept, these are things that we're not going to accept, you come into agreement with setting boundaries, then you will find that there will be a lot more peace in your home, despite all the drama that may be going on the outside. All right, we are up out of here. I pray that today's broadcast has been informative and has been a blessing to you. And I pray that you don't have to dread the holidays if you are one that celebrates them, but you will be able to embrace them with those boundaries in place, with those what you have discussed if you're married with your spouse. And these are, again, if you have not said I do, this is something that you all need to really talk about before you say I do, especially if there's going to be children, you plan on having children involved, and you want to have traditions for your own family, then these are some things that you definitely need to discuss beforehand, because after the fact, you might find that it's causing some friction in your relationship, but discuss it beforehand. But if you fail to do that, then it's not too late to start now setting those traditions, those boundaries, and knowing what is going to work for you and your family. All right, we are up out of here, and I pray to see you on the next podcast, where we're here to help you admit what you feel in order to heal from the effects of narcissistic abuse. Because guess what? Your feelings do matter. This is Dr. K.L. Rich. Until next time.